Welcome to The Listening Post. I'm your listening host, Lane Kaplan-Levinson. It's not always up there with topics like crime and education, but childcare is a big issue in New Orleans. The data center reports that 67% of New Orleans single moms are working, and in 66% of all married coupled families with children, both parents are working. Some low-income working parents qualify for financial help from the state's child care assistance program, but the problem is most people fall into that tricky gap between low-income and middle class. If you've got $1,000 a month to spare and are lucky enough to get off the waiting list, you can send your kid to a place like the Abiona House.
I don't know. It's hard to say what a typical day looks like. Messy. We're very messy here. They are allowed to have full-body experiences with almost every material we offer, and that's something that's really important to us, and they love to.
That's Nicole Foster, the curriculum director at Abiona. Abiona House opened right after Hurricane Katrina because it seemed like there was nothing else around. Now, almost 10 years later, there are a few more places to choose from again, if you can get in.
But I'm constantly surprised at how many children are on the list versus how many spots are available. And I imagine how stressful it must be for parents trying to find quality childcare in a city that doesn't offer a whole lot of childcare options in general.
Nicole sees this high-stakes daycare drama play out all the time.
I feel like the thing that's striking is sort of across the board that there is a quiet sort of desperation undertone with a lot of families.
We heard about a lot of not-so-quiet desperation when we asked you about childcare. Hey, looks like Listening Post producer Kate Richardson just woke up from her midday nap. How's it going, Kate?
Pretty good, Lane. Feeling good.
All right.
So we asked these questions at our listening posts at Norman Mayer Library in Gentilly and Joe W. Brown Rec Center in the East. Here's what we heard.
First question, what was your daycare and after-school care when you were a kid? It just so happens my grandma had a daycare center, so we used to go to the daycare and help out with the children and just hang out and kind of play around and wrestle until my mom got home from work.
My daycare experience was with Pamela Ann, a little nursery school in the Night Ward.
We went to school, we went home. There was no after school care available, and if there was, we weren't involved because we still had our homework to do because we were latchkey kids.
Number two, how did you go about finding childcare for your own kids?
I kept them myself. There was a moment where I did put them in school, but then I pulled them out and I homeschooled them.
Well, I did a lot of research of talking to people, calling city agencies, and mostly from word of mouth.
Since I have 9 children, I'm a working mother. I've been working for 27 years now. And if it wasn't for the child care program that the state funded, I don't know where I would be.
Number three, how does or will child care affect other aspects of your life, work, schedule, budget, etc.? I had 2 kids, and I had to work a full-time job. Child care, the expense is just outrageous.
Child care is very expensive. I think that is something that they should kind of reevaluate.
And as usual, we also sent out the questions via text message. When we asked people what was their child care growing up, a lot of people said family members, babysitters. Someone said nice old lady named Wilma. Mm-hmm. And when we asked people about the process of figuring out child care for their own kids, we got a lot of responses. Notably, 2 separate people described the process as painful. Someone else said long and grueling. Someone else said one of the reasons we put off having kids is that there's no family close. My best friend is barely making more at her job than they pay out for child care. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a pretty common problem. Mm-hmm. And then we also asked people, how does it affect your life? A lot of people said it's really expensive. Someone said crazy expensive. I have credit card debt I never had before. Someone else said, I'm always late for work because I drop off my son at daycare and I can't stay too late either. And then someone simply said, summing it up for everyone, we broke.
Hi, my name is Kelly Harris DeBerry. I have what feels like 7 or 8 jobs. Mostly, I take care of my 2-year-old daughter, Naomi.
We didn't meet Kelly via text. We met Kelly on Twitter. We tweeted out our questions, and Kelly, aka at Brassy Brown Nola, responded.
And I said that my white friend works at a great daycare, but my daughter would be the only brown child. Not happening. Can't. And then you guys said, wonder how many other parents are dealing with and thinking about this stuff. Interesting. Thanks for sharing. And so now you're sitting in my living room.
Kelly's a freelance writer. She also manages her own blog, and her husband works full time. Her daughter, Naomi, is in daycare twice a week and home with Kelly the rest of the time.
We'll go for a park.
You want to go for the, to the park?
Yeah.
Affording daycare and getting off a waiting list is one thing. But then there's the challenge of balancing motherhood and a career. Kelly's passed on multiple job offers.
How can I get valuable or equal pay for my skills and my talents without it totally interrupting her progress? The biggest compliment that people give me is that she seems so happy. And I wonder if things were different, would she not be happy?
But she does want to get back to work and realizes good daycare is important for Naomi's future.
And I've talked to a lot of parents. They're willing to put the money on the front end to these really elaborate daycares in the hopes that they can get into a lusher or be able to test well. And my thing is, if we have a waiting list for good schools, that means we know that they're bad schools, right? If everybody's rushing to this place, we know that these over here must be really, really bad. And so why can't we all just have good schools?
A question we all want to know the answer to. Okay, listening posters, listening boasters, listening convection toasters, that's it for this week. But there's more on childcare on our website, along with some really cute pictures you sent in of your kids. So check that out, and don't forget to text us at 504-303-4348 and follow us on the Twitter at LP_NOLA. It's snack time, so see you on the other side.